News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Violent mobs torched buildings and clashed with police in Assam on Thursday, leaving two people dead and 11 with bullet wounds as protests against the Citizenship Amendment Bill escalated, with thousands of agitators descending on streets defying the curfew. The police in Guwahati fired bullets and tear gas as frenzied mobs, some numbering several hundred, demonstrated in the streets, set vehicles ablaze and vandalized government buildings. Raman Talukdar, superintendent of Guwahati Medical College Hospital, said two people had died from gunshot wounds and 11 others injured, also with bullet wounds. Several towns and cities have been placed under indefinite curfew, including Guwahati, the epicenter of protests, besides Dibrugarh, Tezpur and Dhekiajhuli. Night curfew has also been imposed in Jorhat, Golaghat, Tinsukia and Charaideo districts, officials said. Incidents of police firing were reported from several places in Guwahati. The government says the Citizenship Amendment Bill, approved by Parliament on Wednesday, is meant to protect minorities from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. The bill seeks to grant Indian nationality to Buddhists, Christians, Hindus, Jains, Parsis and Sikhs who fled the three countries before 2015. But thousands of protesters in the state of Assam, which shares a border with Bangladesh, say the measure would open the region to a flood of foreign migrants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed for calm and sought to assuage the concerns of protesters, insisting his government was committed to safeguarding their rights. In a series of tweets in both Assamese and English, the Prime Minister said he personally and the central government are totally committed to constitutionally safeguard the political, linguistic, cultural and land rights of the Assamese people as per the spirit of Clause 6. Clause 6 of the Assam Accord guarantees safeguarding local rights, language and culture. Notwithstanding his words of comfort, internet services in 10 districts were suspended for another 48 hours beginning 12 p.m. to prevent misuse of social media to disturb peace and tranquility and to maintain law and order, officials said. Internet services will also remain suspended in Lakhimpur, Dhemaji, Tinsukia, Dibrugarh, Charaideo, Shivsagar, Jorhat, Golaghat and Kamrup, Additional Chief Secretary Sanjay Krishna said. In Chabua, town bordering an Indian Air Force base, protesters had torched government property, including a post office, a local police official said. A mob had also set alight the house of local lawmaker Binod Hazarika from the BJP. They torched it and finished it, a police official said, declining to be named as he was not authorized to speak to the media. The situation is very bad here, he added. Heavy rains coupled with thunderstorm lashed several parts of the national capital Thursday evening and through the night, which is expected to improve the city's air quality and bring the temperature further down. Under the influence of a western disturbance, the national capital recorded rains with strong winds, said Kuldeep Srivastava, the regional weather forecasting head of the India Meteorological Department. According to the Safdarjung Observatory, reading of which is considered official for the city, 1.9 mm of rainfall was recorded till 8:30 p.m. Meanwhile, the Met Department said Delhi recorded a low of 12.8 degrees Celsius and a high of 21.5 degrees Celsius on Thursday. The weatherman said the temperature is likely to drop after Saturday. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorm with hail today. The minimum and maximum temperature are expected to be around 13 degrees Celsius and 19 degrees Celsius. Following heavy rains and thunderstorm, the city's air quality is expected to improve today. At 4 p.m. on Thursday, the air quality index of Delhi was recorded at 429. Delhi suburbs, Ghaziabad at 467, Noida at 434, Greater Noida at 423, Faridabad at 410 and Gurgaon at 395 also breathed extremely polluted air on Thursday. An AQI between 301 to 400 is considered very poor and 401 to 500 severe. An AQI above 500 falls in the severe plus category. And an exit poll in Britain's election projected that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party likely will win a majority of seats in Parliament, an outcome that would allow Johnson to fulfill his plan to take the UK out of the European Union next month. The survey predicts the Conservatives will get 368 of the 650 House of Commons seats and the Labour Party 191. It projects 55 for the Scottish National Party and 13 for the Liberal Democrats. Based on interviews with voters, leaving 144 polling stations across the country, the poll is conducted for a consortium of UK broadcasters and regarded as a reliable, though not exact, indicator of the likely result. Polls have closed across the UK and ballots are being counted, with official results expected in a few hours. If Conservatives do win a majority of seats, it will vindicate Johnson's decision to press for Thursday's early election, which was held nearly 2 years ahead of schedule. He said that if the Conservatives won a majority, he would get Parliament to ratify his Brexit divorce deal and take the UK out of the EU by the current January 31 deadline. That would fulfil the decision of British voters in 2016 to leave the EU 3.5 years after the divisive referendum result. It would start a new phase of negotiations on future relations between Britain and the 27 remaining EU members. A Conservative victory would also raise questions over the future of Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who will have led his left-of-centre party to 2 electoral defeats since 2017. The Prime Minister had pushed for this early election to try to break a logjam in Parliament that stalled approval of his Brexit agreement. 98% of the Weinstein Company's creditors are joining a tentative settlement that plaintiffs say includes $25 million for over 24 actresses and former employees who claim Harvey Weinstein sexually harassed them, a lawyer said on Thursday. The attorney, Karen Bitter, provided the estimate to U.S. District Judge Paul A. Engelmeyer, as she said the deal would cover the overwhelming number of individuals and entities potentially owed money. Additional money, she said, would be set aside for anyone who did not accept the terms of the settlement. The agreement, which would be limited to $500,000 per person, would require court approval that is unlikely to come before the spring. The Weinstein Company is currently proceeding in bankruptcy court, where any deal would face review. The decision of the deal, revealed by lawyers a day earlier, arose during a hearing in Manhattan pertaining to a lawsuit filed against the company and the disgraced movie mogul by a former Weinstein consultant who has not joined the proposed settlement and has alleged that Weinstein on multiple occasions from 2010 to 2017 raped, sexually abused, intimidated and harassed her during what he maintained were business meetings in New York, Los Angeles, Malaysia and Budapest. Scores of women have accused the movie mogul of sexual misconduct. He has denied non-consensual sex allegations. He faces a January 6 trial on rape and sexual assault charges in state court, where he has pleaded not guilty. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.